Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're taking a look at how AI is changing the game on Airbnb, specifically how they're managing property photos.
Right.
And our source today is an article by Air Freedom Marketing.
Okay.
It's called Showcasing Our Difference, Standing Out with Property Portfolios in the Age of AI Photo Automation.
Interesting title.
And it was just recently updated, October 23rd, 2024.
Okay.
They make a really interesting point in the article. That even though AI is kind of starting to take over some of these tasks, there's a way for property management companies to still stand out.
Right.
And it all comes down to something they're calling property portfolios.
I like that. So what's interesting here is that Air Freedom is viewing this AI not as competition, but as a tool. Yeah. They were already ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
They had already been using enhanced visuals and doing things like property collages the year before.
Yeah. It's like they anticipated this shift and were ready to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into the specifics. What exactly is this AI doing with the property photos on Airbnb?
Well, if you think about the sheer volume of properties on Airbnb,
right.
Thousands and thousands of photos.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to find that perfect place to stay.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Sifting through all of those photos, it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
So this AI is coming in and it's starting to categorize these photos,
okay.
Identifying key features like the bedrooms and pools,
right.
Scenic views, things like that.
Okay, that makes sense.
So this can help guests find more efficiently the place they want to stay.
Okay, so I understand that part of it.
Yeah.
But how does that then impact the actual property owners and managers?
Right.
If the AI is doing all the heavy lifting, what is left for them to do?
Well, that's where Air Freedom strategy comes in.
Okay.
They recognize that while AI can organize and categorize, it can't replicate the human eye for detail and the ability to tell a story.
Right.
That's the core of their property portfolio.
So it's not just throwing a bunch of random photos up. It's a very curated, specific collection.
Exactly. Instead of just showing a basic photo of a bathroom,
right,
they might include an image that highlights that luxurious bathtub or the rainfall showerhead.
Oh, very nice.
Really trying to capture the feel of the property,
Jeez.
Help potential guests imagine themselves enjoying the space.
So they're really trying to make that emotional connection.
Yeah.
Create the desire.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to book right away.
Absolutely. And also highlighting those unique selling points
right.
that might get lost
yeah.
in just a sea of AI categorized images.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
So for example, the article mentions the Woodland property in Newport, Wales.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't just show a picture of the exterior of the property, right?
Right. They likely have created a portfolio that showcases things like a cozy fireplace,
okay,
stunning views, maybe even a collection of local guidebooks available for their guests.
Okay, I'm starting to get it. So AI helps streamline the whole search process.
Right.
And then these property portfolios are adding that personal touch to make that property stand out.
Exactly.
Okay, this all makes sense to me. But do you think there's a risk of going too far with the personalization? Like, what if we all end up in these little filter bubbles?
Yeah.
We're only seeing properties that fit a very narrow set of our own personal preferences.
That's a valid concern.
Right.
It's something to consider as AI becomes more and more sophisticated.
Yeah.
The challenge is going to be to strike that balance between the personalization and also ensuring that we're exposed to new experiences,
right.
different types of properties.
Yeah, because, I mean, part of the joy of traveling is discovering something unexpected.
Exactly.
Something outside of maybe what my usual preferences are.
Right.
So there's a potential downside, I guess, to over-relying on AI to curate our experiences.
Right.
But let's focus on the positive here.
Okay.
Because Air Freedom claims they've seen positive results since implementing these property portfolios.
Yeah, they've seen increased guest engagement, meaning people are spending more time looking at their listings, interacting with the photos.
Okay.
And they're also receiving positive feedback.
Good.
From both guests and property owners.
Okay. So both sides.
Yeah.
So it seems like it's resonating with both sides of the Airbnb marketplace.
Right.
So it's interesting. It's like they've tapped into something here.
Yeah.
It's more than just pretty pictures.
Right.
It's about telling a story, creating an emotional connection.
Exactly.
And ultimately driving bookings.
Yeah.
So it's not just showcasing the property. It's showcasing the feeling, the experience.
Right. And that's a powerful concept.
Yeah.
I mean, think about this concept.
Yeah.
How it goes beyond just the vacation rentals.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you think about how we present ourselves.
Yeah.
How we present our ideas.
Right.
Even our businesses.
Right.
In a world that is increasingly saturated with information.
That is such a good point.
Yeah.
So how can we apply this idea of a
Yeah.
property portfolio to other areas of our lives?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the takeaways here?
Well, one key takeaway is understanding our audience and what they value.
Yeah.
What are the key features?
Mm-hmm.
The unique selling points?
Right.
The emotional triggers that are going to resonate with them?
Right. And then how can we showcase those things?
Exactly.
Capture attention
mm-hmm.
and create that desire to connect.
Right.
Whether that's booking a vacation rental
yeah.
or landing a new client for your business.
Exactly. It's about going beyond that basic information
mm-hmm.
and finding a way to present ourselves
yeah.
in a way that is both authentic and appealing.
It's like you're crafting your own narrative,
right.
highlighting the things that make you unique
mm-hmm.
and valuable.
Exactly.
So I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah.
Even with all the advancements in technology,
mm-hmm.
that ability to connect on a human level,
right.
tell a compelling story,
mm-hmm.
it's still so important.
Central.
Okay, so we've kind of covered the basics of the AI photo automation,
mm-hmm.
how Air Freedom is using these property portfolios to stand out.
Yeah.
But I'm really curious now to get into what are the specific elements that make these portfolios so effective?
Right.
What kind of images are they using?
Mm-hmm.
And how are they putting this all together?
Well, the article breaks down the types of images that they include.
Okay.
And it's not just about aesthetics. They're being very strategic about this.
Okay.
Choosing images that highlight key features,
mm-hmm.
showcase amenities,
yeah.
emphasize the unique aspects of each property.
So it's not just about showing a pretty picture.
Right.
It's about choosing the right pictures
mm-hmm.
to tell the right story.
Exactly.
So give me some examples.
Well, highlighting things like a central location.
Okay.
Always a big selling point for travelers, especially who want to be close to the action.
Right.
They also talk about showcasing things like luxurious bathrooms.
Oh, who doesn't love that?
Right.
A spa-like experience on vacation.
Yeah.
Makes you feel good just thinking about it.
Yeah. It's all about appealing to those desires, mm-hmm. creating that sense of anticipation and excitement.
Okay. But let's not forget those unique aspects.
Right.
What are some examples of how they're showcasing those?
Think about those details that make a property truly special.
Okay.
You know, it could be a stunning view,
mm-hmm.
a quirky architectural feature.
Yeah.
Maybe even a collection of vintage board games.
Oh, I like that.
That adds a little touch of personality.
Yeah.
Capturing those little things
yeah.
make a property feel more like a home
mm-hmm.
than just a place to sleep.
So it's about creating a sense of place.
Right.
And a sense of story.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine that resonates with guests
yeah.
on a much deeper level.
Absolutely.
Than just seeing, you know, a generic photo of a bedroom.
And this is where that human touch becomes so important. You know, yeah. AI might be able to identify a fireplace in a
right.
photo.
Right.
But it takes a human to understand the emotional impact of a crackling fire.
Right.
On a cozy winter night. And it takes human creativity to capture that in a photograph.
Right. So it sounds like Air Freedom have figured out how to really leverage
mm-hmm.
both the efficiency of the AI
yeah.
and the power of human creativity
right.
to create this really compelling experience
mm-hmm.
for their guests.
Absolutely.
I want to explore this idea further.
Right.
What are some of the broader implications of this approach?
Mm-hmm.
And how might this evolve as AI gets even more sophisticated?
Great. That's a great question. And that's what we'll be diving into
okay.
the next part of our deep dive.
All right. Sounds good. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
So we've talked about how Air Freedom is using AI with, you know, that human curation to create these property portfolios.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering, as AI gets even smarter,
mm-hmm.
could it eventually start to handle
mm-hmm.
some of that human element too?
That is a fascinating question.
Yeah.
Right now, they're focusing on those aspects that are universally appealing.
Right.
You know, the luxurious bathroom,
right.
the central location. But imagine if AI could analyze a potential guest's browsing history.
Okay.
Their past bookings, even their social media activity.
Oh, wow. So you're saying you could pick up on more of those subtle preferences?
Yeah.
Like maybe someone always books places with fireplaces.
Right.
Or they really like vintage decor.
Exactly. AI could then start tailoring those portfolios.
Wow.
To really highlight those features.
Yeah.
That would most appeal to that guest.
So it's like hyper-personalization.
Yeah.
Going beyond just those broad categories.
Right.
And tapping into those individual tastes.
Exactly.
That's pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah.
But also kind of a little creepy, right?
Yeah.
Like, how much data are we comfortable sharing?
Yeah.
Just for a slightly better vacation experience.
I mean, that's the ethical tightrope.
Right.
We're going to have to walk as AI gets more integrated into our lives.
Right.
But from just a purely strategic standpoint,
Yeah.
it's a game changer for companies like Air Freedom.
Right. Because their role would shift from just creating these beautiful images
Yeah.
to becoming almost like AI whisperers.
I like that.
Yeah.
They're interpreting the data, understanding those nuances,
Right.
and crafting the portfolios to
Yeah.
tell a story that really resonates with that guest.
So it's not just showcasing a property anymore.
So,
It's like you said, it's like matchmaking. Yeah,
exactly.
it's like saying, hey, AI, this person loves hiking and craft breweries.
Yeah.
Show them the property with the mountain views and the local beer guide. I
Exactly.
love it. But what about those of us who aren't, in the business of vacation rentals?
Right.
What can we take away from this whole approach?
I think the big takeaway here is the importance of differentiation.
Okay.
Even in a world where AI can do so much, there's still a premium on those humor skills,
Right.
creativity, empathy, that ability to connect with an audience
Yeah.
on a personal level.
So it's not about fighting against AI,
No.
but figuring out how to work alongside it, leverage its strengths,
Right.
showcase our own.
Precisely. Think about it.
Yeah.
AI might be able to write, decent marketing copy,
Right.
generate a basic report,
Yeah.
but it can't replicate your passion for your work or your
Right.
understanding of your clients, your ability to build genuine relationships.
So it's almost like AI is pushing us to be more human, to really lean into those qualities that set us apart.
And Air Freedom's success shows that those qualities are not just valuable, but essential for standing out,
Right.
thriving in a world that's
Yeah.
constantly changing.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about, a lot of positive aspects here. I think it's important to also consider the potential downsides.
Right.
What are some of the challenges or risks
Yeah.
associated with this approach?
Well, one challenge is the risk of that over-personalization.
Right.
As we talked about before, if we only see things that are tailored to our existing preferences, we might miss out on those opportunities
Right.
to expand our horizons, discover new things.
It's like that saying, if you're not growing, you're dying.
Exactly.
That applies to our experiences as well.
Absolutely.
But what about the practical side of things?
Right.
Can this human-curated approach even scale as AI becomes more widespread?
That is a very valid
Yeah.
question. It's going to require companies to be creative and
Right.
find ways to leverage that technology
Right.
without sacrificing the personal touch.
Yeah.
So perhaps it will mean training the AI to recognize, more nuanced preferences,
Okay.
or maybe developing new tools
Right.
that allow humans and AI to collaborate more
Yeah.
effectively.
So it's not a one size fits all.
Right.
It's an ongoing evolution. We're
Exactly.
constantly adapting and finding new ways to strike that balance.
And that's what makes this whole conversation so fascinating.
Ah.
It's not just about technology, it's
Yeah.
about human ingenuity, our ability to adapt and innovate,
Yeah.
and ultimately finding ways to create a better future for ourselves, for the world around us.
I like that. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here,
We have.
but I want to circle back to something Air Freedom mentions at the end of their article.
Okay.
They have a direct invitation to explore their listings, see the difference these property portfolios make.
Right.
And while we certainly encourage you to do that,
Yeah.
I think there's a deeper message here
I think so too.
that applies to all of us,
Yeah.
regardless of what industry we're in.
It's a call to action, a
Yeah.
challenge to think about
Yeah.
what makes us stand out in a world that's becoming
Yeah.
increasingly homogeneous.
Right. It's about recognizing that even in a world that's dominated by technology, human creativity and ingenuity still matter.
Absolutely.
And it's about finding those
Oh,
ways
yeah.
to showcase those qualities, tell our own unique stories in a way that captures attention
Right.
and makes a lasting impact.
That's a powerful message.
It is. But as we're wrapping up this part of our deep dive, I'm left with a question.
Okay.
We've focused a lot on how to stand out,
Yeah.
but what about the bigger picture? Where does all this technological advancement
Right.
leave us as humans?
Yeah.
Is there a risk of becoming too reliant on AI, losing those essential human skills that we've been discussing?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And that is one that we will continue to explore
right.
in the final part of our deep dive.
Sounds good. I can't wait.
Me too.
We've been talking about how companies like Air Freedom are really using AI to enhance their business.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes you wonder about the bigger picture, right?
Yeah.
Like, does relying on AI risk us losing some of those essential human skills we've been discussing?
That's really the heart of the debate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some people worry that as AI becomes more capable, we humans might become less so.
Right.
We might get too comfortable letting the algorithms make decisions for us.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, we could lose our edge.
Right.
In areas like critical thinking and creativity.
It's like that classic sci-fi trope. You know,
right.
Humans become so dependent on technology
that
they can barely function without it.
Exactly. But on the other hand, we've also seen how AI could free us from those mundane tasks, give us more time to focus on things that require those uniquely human skills.
So it's not necessarily an either situation.
Right.
It's about finding that balance.
Exactly. Imagine a world where AI handles things like data analysis, scheduling even some basic writing tasks. That frees up human brain power for things like strategic planning, creative problem solving, building those meaningful relationships we talked about.
So instead of replacing us, AI becomes this powerful tool that kind of augments our abilities.
Think of it like this, a calculator.
Doesn't make a mathematician obsolete.
Right.
It allows them to tackle more complex problems.
Yeah.
So similarly, AI could be the tool that allows us to push the boundaries of human potential.
Okay. I like that analogy. But even if we embrace this, you know, collaborative approach, there's still the question of what happens to those whose jobs become fully automated.
Yeah.
Like, what happens to the people who used to manually categorize all those Airbnb photos?
That's a very legitimate concern.
Yeah.
And there's no easy answer.
Right.
It's going to require us to rethink our education systems, social safety nets, even our definition of work itself.
Yeah.
But I believe that human ingenuity will prevail. We've adapted to technological disruptions throughout history.
Right.
I'm confident we can do it again.
It's like that saying, necessity is the mother of invention.
Exactly.
Maybe this whole AI revolution will force us to be even more creative, find new ways to contribute and thrive in a changing world. I think Air Freedom's approach is a perfect example of that. They're not just passively accepting these changes.
Right.
They're actively shaping the future, finding ways to leverage the technology while still emphasizing that human expertise and creativity.
And that, to me, is the key takeaway from this entire conversation. It's not about fearing AI.
No.
It's about understanding its potential.
Right.
And finding ways to make it work for us, not against us.
It's about remembering that technology is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill.
Right.
It's up to us, the humans, to decide how we shape the future.
And on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive.
I think so, too.
We've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah.
From the specifics of AI photo automation to, you know, the broader implications of this technology on our lives and our work.
Absolutely. It's been a fascinating conversation.
Yeah.
I hope it's given you some food for thought as you navigate this rapidly evolving landscape.
Yeah. I know it has for me. And as always, we encourage you to continue exploring.
Yes.
Keep asking questions and stay curious. The future is out there waiting to be shaped.
It is.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.